Losing in sports is never easy, especially in the last game of the season. The Hornets football team started the 1976 season with a combination of returning experience and some young talent. The season opened on a down note, losing to Cameron in the home opener 14-8, but things quickly turned around. They blanked Benton, edged past Marshall, won at Rockbridge, continued winning the rest of the regular season games. In the quarterfinals, the first round of playoff football that season, they faced a rematch with Marshall. A 13-yard pass from Kent Hannon to David McCoubrey with 3 minutes 33 seconds left in the game gave the Hornets a 21-15 win. The semifinals were on the road at Joplin Memorial. The Hornets struck first with a 10-yard pass to Reed Stevens from Hannon. Memorial's running back, Harry Jamison, answered the big play with a second-quarter 96-yard run to tie the score at 7-7. Hannon again found Stevens on a 7-yard touchdown to lead 14-7. The lead held until the fourth quarter when Memorial's Jamison scored on a 1-yard run. The kick failed for a 14-13 Hornets advantage. Chillicothe responded with a 26-yard David McCoubrey run to lead 21-13. Memorial then put a drive together that ended with a 27-yard touchdown pass. They ran the conversion to tie the score with 48 seconds left, and the game went into overtime. The Hornets scored first on a 10-yard pass from Hannon to Eddie Ashlock, and the kick was good. Memorial answered with a 6-yard run and tied it all at 28 apiece. Overtime number two, the Hornets had the ball first. The Memorial defense held, forcing a 25-yard field goal. Memorial tucked it in from 9 yards out to take the semifinal win over the Hornets. The postseason honors rolled in for the 9-2 Hornets, including first-team All-State honors for offensive end Eddie Ashlock with 485 yards receiving, defensive end David McCoubrey and linebacker Kelly Smith. Second-team honorees were quarterback Kent Hannon, who threw for 1,191 yards, running back David McCoubrey with 806 yards rushing, and offensive tackle David Pamplin. Joplin Memorial would go on to win the Show Me Bowl that year and the first of back-to-back basketball championships that winter. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.